Hi, I'm Katie Page.
And I'm Paul Ashton.
And we made a comedy feature film called This Isn't Funny that Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro helped us produce.
Along with us, it stars Anthony LaPaglia, Eddie Gathegi, Mimi Rogers, David Pasquese, Gia Carides, and Danielle Panabaker.
And it features some hilarious stand-up comedy from Beth Stelling, Ahmed Barucha, Will Weldon,
and Katie. And you can stream the film right now in the U.S. store of iTunes, on Google Play, and at Amazon.
And if you like it, please tell your friends, share it, and rate it.
Thanks so much, guys.
AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another South Park After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Stephen Lemieux is not here, so therefore we are not going 1,000 miles an hour. I'm your host, Phil Svitek, joined alongside...
Hello, I'm Christy Olsen.
Welcome. And today we're discussing the episode Naughty Ninjas.
Those naughty, naughty ninjas.
Now, first off, this isn't their first ninja episode, and we'll discuss that. But before we even fully dive into that, we got to, of course, where do you stand on ninjas? Gay? Or not gay?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say ninjas not gay.
I'm going to go ahead. It depends how they're done, right? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not gay.
Right.
Except the newer movie.
The new movies.
Unfortunately.
We don't even need to go there.
ISIS. I would say ISIS gay.
ISIS
ninjas
gay,
not
yes.
gay.
Yes. There it is.
That's how you need to define it.
ISIS is super gay.
Oh, man. Anyway, so I love this episode. They combine so many different things. Straight out of Compton, they continue their theme of Whole Foods and everything like that.
The progressivism.
That's right. And still to this day, we haven't made that shift into normalcy. So I love it. I think and the fact we got a cliffhanger.
Yes. Which I love. Like, that was very juicy. I felt like I was watching Scandal or some shit.
I know. I don't know what we're building up for. And the biggest problem of that whole thing is that you don't get a teaser. It's not like, oh, here's previews for next episode. It's like...
Right.
And yes, we only have to wait 7 days and God knows where they're going to go with it. But, yeah, I would like to see something.
Mm-hmm. And I think we've been suspicious anyway of PC principles. So that seemed like a juicy payoff.
It did. You know, he's gotta go. I mean, he's the catalyst for all of this because the poor little girl, shut your mouth.
And that was it, Leslie. Poor Leslie again.
It's Leslie's a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't talk at these assemblies.
I don't know anything about getting in trouble for talking too much in school. I bet you don't either, Phil.
There's a lot of assemblies. You know, I kept my mouth shut during assemblies.
Me, not so much. I think I would have been the Leslie.
Yeah?
Yeah. But she didn't end up being the one who got shot, so she's fine.
She was fine.
No punishment for the little white girl.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. I wonder what they were... Did they mention what the assembly was for? What other crazy...
Yes. It was something to, like, spread international, I don't know, something
it was,
about...
It was cultural understanding. Or
that's
something
what it was,
nature.
Yes.
Okay.
The all-important cultural understanding.
Yeah, this is the second time we've hit that because we've had Asian awareness, before, you know, with... Mm-hmm. Well, we're kind of following up on that.
Was that with, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, Craig and Tweak. But anyway, so then we get launched into this whole thing where we haven't gotten back to Soda Sopa. For a while. And I didn't realize how... Because the way that, you know, we built up this whole thing, you know, move in. And that was just brilliant how they combined all this footage. And now it is the shitty part of town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's kind of interesting, the whole progression. I mean, when this is all said and done, you can really understand how the cycles of Americana. Because, you know,
it's... So deep, yes!
We've dealt with these various issues. We've dealt with the homeless before, and we sent them to California before. But to see how they kind of really come in and how they're really, you know, placed into cities and things like that, I think this is brilliant.
Yeah, and to see Soda Sopa go so downhill, you know, it looks even more sad than it did before when it was just Kenny's house and, like, the crappy part of town. Now it got all sparkly, brand new, and cute, and now that stuff is also gone to the shit, so. Yeah, it just looks even more sad than it even did before.
What do they call the terrace from Kenny's house? Like, all the sections, there was, like, everything was eventually in reference to Kenny's house. Kenny's house not looking too good.
No, and still the epicenter of, you know, this Soto Sopa drama.
Indeed, and, you know, hopefully you haven't really had to deal with this, but yeah, I mean, cops, they don't want to go to the shitty part of town. And especially, as they said, if they can't beat up a minority, why go?
Right. The South Park cops.
But you don't find this a problem? I would be heart-stricken if you ever had to deal with, like, cop problems.
No. I'm a blonde white woman. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm saying.
They've helped me home. They come when I get in a car accident. Like, I'm sure if I lost my puppy, they would come running. Nope. All my experiences are positive.
Yeah, see, there's experience. You gotta, you know, I'm not saying to do this, but in LA, there are instances where if you call the police, they're not going to come and help you. You got to just be like, I think he has a gun. Because then they're, like, required to come.
Right. Yeah. And that's kind of legit. Like, it's a big city. There's a lot of stuff going on. Like, they're busy, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're really in trouble, you got to, you know, let them know, even if you have to exaggerate.
Let's ask this. What's your stance on cops? Because obviously they're tying in many current events.
Yes. And I have been waiting for an episode like this one to come along so that I could get myself in trouble. Many of my family members work in law enforcement and have for my entire life, from like federal agencies to like local cops. So I just was raised with, I think, a different kind of mentality than a lot of people. I don't know. A lot of people are like afraid of cops, and there's this idea that they're bad people or something. And in my little town where, like, my grandpa was the, you know, police chief or whatever, and I worked at the local diner and waited on the cops every day, like, they weren't bad people to me.
Well, my experience...
But that's a whole different life experience than what most people have had and what the people who have the issues have.
And I agree. And I think I have no problem with cops kind of being familiar in that way. And my problem is when they try to be so distant, especially from people that, you know, at the end, I get it. You got to take precaution. But when you pull over someone for speeding, like, I get it. They're in trouble. Deal with them in such a way. But don't be a dick. That's the moral of the story. Don't be a dick. Especially, like, I've had times I was pulled over by like, residency security, and they were dicks.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have even stopped your car then. Are you even legally required to do so? I don't think so.
Apparently so.
Oh, okay.
And the guy was like, why are you covered in dog hair? I'm like, well, because I have a dog, and the dog's actually in the car. He's like, where? I don't see no dog. I said, he's right there, sir. Like, I'm not, why would I be lying to you about a dog? Like, I'll show it. I'll show the dog to you.
Also, what kind of dog-related crime was he, like, getting at there with you? Like, what did he think that you being in dog hair, covered in dog hair, was implying?
I don't know. This was a residence where the minimum value of a house was like $3 million.
Right.
So the fact, like,
are just the places that Phil hangs out in, people. Don't be surprised.
But why pull someone over and then start asking, like, okay, yeah, I went through the damn stop sign. Number one, do you want your wages to continue? Because you know what? Let's just look the other way. Okay? The world is still safe. Anyway. So yeah, I'm not necessarily like fuck the police,
right?
But I'm like, I'm about halfway between I love the police and fuck the police.
Well, because there's always this idea that, of course, you're going to have a problem with someone giving you a ticket or whatever when you get yourself in trouble. But then when you're being kidnapped or murdered or your stuff got stolen in your house, then you kind of want to call them and chat with them and, you know, yeah. make buddies. Yeah. So there's always that catch-22, and I try to remind people of that. And you know, I think that this middle ground you're talking about is a good place to be, Phil. I like it.
It is. I mean, we certainly learned that. Barb Brady, he's off the force.
He made me so sad. That was so sad. And his dog and the medication, like, aww.
Oh, they milked it for everything that it was worth. They knew how to do it.
Poor Officer Barb Brady.
In terms of him, I loved how they just flipped it on him and they're like, we need you. Go kill kids. They're ISIS. That to me, and the fact that he did, you know, he was just caught in all of this. Didn't want to do any of it.
He knew it was wrong, but he wanted to do his job.
Well, he wanted to be needed again.
Right. Yeah. Which is, yeah, his job.
But let's take a quick step back. So the rest of the force, and I think, I mean, maybe because you know so many of these, do you talk with them kind of now and what their feelings are about? Like, are they much more hesitant to do anything as cops?
Given the
climate?
No, because that's their job. That's the other thing that I think people get lost on, too. It's like, what if there was no police? What if there was no law enforcement? Like, you don't want law enforcement in your community or in your neighborhood or wherever you live. You want people to just do whatever they want and be criminals and, like, have a no police state? Like, okay, yeah, but that's something, too.
I gotta think that, like, recruitment numbers must be down.
I'm sure that's right.
Because back in the day, it was, like, an honorable position. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, people kind of know you and so on and so forth. And so it's like, oh, you know, let me be an officer of mm-hmm. the law. And now it's like...
There's no respect. It's also quite dangerous. I mean, I not to bring the whole thing down, but where I'm coming from all this is like the day that my cousin was sworn in to be a new police officer, we were all very proud, of course, and I live in the state of Minnesota. They have those same ceremonies throughout the entire state on that day. In another county from where he was, someone who didn't like the police just opened fire during that ceremony and killed a bunch of people. In the exact same kind of place, on the exact same kind of day, not far away. Like, my entire family was at that ceremony besides me. That's what I think about when I hear people getting frustrated with all of law enforcement and going to a violent place because of one or two instances. That's where I come from on all this. And I know that's really deep and kind of drags the whole thing down, and I'm sorry about that.
But this episode was deep. We have to keep these things in mind.
And these are, like, these police officers, they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Like, Christmas, they're at work. Just like, I just know that from being a waitress and, like I said, working at the diner and waiting on them. Like, they're at work every single day when you're at home with your family around the tree. Like, we just have to think about these things. We just have to keep them in mind and consider them, that they're real people, too.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to do their job.
You know,
and they've chosen that job for, I'm sure, an array of reasons. And some of them have just because they want to go on a power trip and be a dick. And that's true. And that can be said for any kind of industry, I think, most certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree 100%. But you know what? These guys take up hula hooping. Now, what I loved about it was...
More power to them.
Because they haven't yet touched upon, you know, movies of the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And finally they do with Straight Outta Compton. And there you go.
There it is.
And what I love, because when this came out, everyone was like, oh, this song, Fuck the Police, how relevant this still is today, how nothing's changed. And then to utilize that song... I mean, when that played... First off, this was your first time being exposed to Fuck the Police.
Yes, I have never heard this song. I have not seen Straight Outta Compton. Like I said, I avoid that kind of propaganda because of my stance on the whole thing. I have never heard those lyrics before, and oh my goodness, I was a little shocked. It's just very strong. I understand that there was a lot going on at that time in L.A. This was the late 80s. Like, I get that, and I don't know a whole lot about it. And I respect that, but whoa.
I mean, if you've seen Straight Outta Compton, and I've asked people of this, you know, because of, especially in the worst parts of town, you know, you got tankers coming in to bulldoze a house. Now, guess what? Sometimes they got it wrong. Now, you can understand why people would be upset if, yeah, you're in the shitty part of town, your house goes down, they thought you were selling whatever you were selling, but you weren't. And it was actually the house next door.
That would be an understandable situation for anger.
But it was commonplace to see these things down the street.
Mm-hmm.
In the late 80s. Mm. I can't say for about today. Hopefully not today.
I haven't heard of any bulldozing going on in Compton, but...
But this, I mean, you know, it's not that far
removed. Not a whole lot of people
I know
hanging out there. That's true.
You know, it's only, just over 20 years? I can't do math.
Well, the thing is, too, is that this kind of stuff has been popping up all over the country for the last couple of years, except L.A. We've had a few instances that have kind of flown under the radar that are more to deal with homeless and mentally ill minorities and police violence. But we haven't had any big breaking news, you know, all over the news kind of story happen here in L.A. recently. And actually, NWA has even backed off this song and these lyrics, the guys have. I can't remember what I was watching. A replay of Conan from when Straight Outta Compton did come out. Hmm. And what's his name was there with his kid. And they were talking about the movie.
Ice Cube.
Yeah. And they were talking about it. And he was asked about the song and the lyrics. And he was kind of like, well, you know, that's what we said then. And now we hope everyone works together and blah, blah, blah. Like, even they've backed off of those crazy lyrics.
Yeah. It's tough to, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, when you want that sort of change, like it's okay to try to propel that change, but in order to achieve that change, like you can't just be pissed off and angry the whole time. Go see American History X. You know, like, hey, have you seen it?
I've tried to watch it.
You haven't seen
it? I haven't watched all the way through. No.
There's a great line of
like, to make me watch it all the time.
Has anything you've done in your life made your life better?
Ooh.
You know, the
anger
and the hate.
I don't think I want to contemplate that.
Well, luckily for you, I think the answer wouldn't be as drastic. And I think, yes, no. you've done things that have made your life better. But anyway, so the homeless now move away thanks to ISIS. They move over to... And by the way, like...
The homeless got terrorized.
That's right, they did. And they moved to the shitty part of town. And they were there. Now, I love how they tied in Cartman to Randy and the rest of... The people, especially towards the end, when it was like, okay, we didn't say that. I said it as a question.
That was brilliant.
What did you think? I mean, that was just so genius to utilize that sort of thing. And the fact that Cartman just sucked it, because he could have gotten away with these things, but he kept capturing the wrong person or thinking, you know, and so all ninjas look alike, I guess, is the stereotype.
But yeah, if Cartman would have just let the whole thing go... I mean, nobody else was talking about it. Nobody else was...
Nobody cared.
No. Was confronting him about what he said.
Nobody cared. And then I did love, again, just kind of the brilliance of it all. When they bring in ISIS, we have a message from, you know, these super ninjas. What's your stance on the Jews? Oh, no good. Well, it's clear we got to kill Kyle.
Listen, Cartman is, if not anything, reliable. He's got a main objective. He's, you know.
And what, just kill Jews?
And then never changes.
Kill Jews. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well. But deep down.
Predictable.
Deep down, I think he's a good guy deep down.
You think so?
Maybe.
Well, we may never know.
So many kind of things went into it, like just even Butter's parents when they were saying like, oh, these are rotten kids, probably with shitty parents and shitty parenting, and again the irony that these are your kids,
right?
And not only that, now rather than like the whole idea, people just at the end of the, I think this whole season is all about like we try to sugarcoat the truth. And rather than take responsibility for what's going on, just the fact that they did go to Bar Brady, and then when it failed, like, well, you're supposed to know. You're supposed to verify if we tell you to kill kids if they're actually worth killing.
You should have investigated.
So, we're just becoming, as adults, just numb and numb. This whole thing, and just don't want to take responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's kind of the L.A. way, right?
Oh my god!
Like, LA is the epitome of that.
Oh, you got 40-year-olds. You got 50-year-olds going on 10.
Oh yeah,
I've seen them. Oh my goodness!
People are slightly more mature in Middle America, but
nah. And by the way, I don't think it's just lately. America. I don't think it's just America. I think the world in general.
Yeah.
You know.
Nobody likes reality.
Well, reality's scary. Reality is scary, and the more and more these kind of things happen.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, freedom of speech. Oh, man. I don't... Well, because, I mean, yeah, I think that there's just so many... You get ridiculed for freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, yeah. You weren't here to break down that episode with us.
Which...
Was it, like, the second or third one that was all about... what everyone says, the hate speech and the how no one can say anything without getting criticized. And
yeah.
It was weeks ago already. I don't even remember.
I mean, I know this. People think this season is kind of 50. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I think it's brilliant. I think the fact that they've continued that through line and have just hit on some of these issues and how they're going to wrap it up with this cliffhanger. What do you think could happen?
Okay. Leslie is PC Principal's long-lost daughter.
Okay.
And he took the job at the school to be closer to her. She just thinks he's Uncle PC Principal because that's what her parents tell her. And he's decided that he doesn't want her to live a life without him as her father, so he tried to get her killed by calling the police when she was talking at the assembly. Booyah!
Okay. Interesting.
That was
theory.
Very South Parky, right? That all sounds like it would be a very South Parky storyline.
Yeah, because I mean, we've had the, you know, who's Cartman's dad,
right?
So, I mean, all in all, they're playing elements that they've touched upon before, now just taking to the nth degree, which is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we had the homeless. We've had ninjas before. Now we didn't go into different animation this time around. That was the I think. Mark, do you remember the episode? What is it called? Fun with Weapons.
Yes.
That's it. I knew Weapons was in there. That was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when they bring in real songs.
Yes.
Now I always like when they make up their own songs, like with Come and Jizz.
Last week was good, or 2 weeks ago was.
Two weeks ago, with the Yelp reviewers.
Boogers and Cum, I believe, is what you're thinking about.
Oh,
that's it. Yes, mm-hmm. Boogers and Cum.
Quite the jam.
It was just like Jack. It's Jackin' in San Diego. That's still one of my favorites.
Ah!
So I went to San Diego. And I was like, we got to listen to this song on repeat.
Road trip.
Yep. Certainly for Comic Con. Anything to add about this episode that we haven't touched upon? I mean, we've kind of been all over the board, but
no, I think I probably pissed enough people off. I think we're good.
Fair enough.
Yeah, anxious to see where this goes.
There's no PC here.
Yes. Not no PC at ABTV.
That's right. Only AB and TV in South Park. All right. Well, let us know what you guys think will happen next week. I think that'll be a fun thing to explore. And you know what? Maybe we'll do some sort of prize for the person who comes closest. How we'll judge that, I don't know.
I love that idea.
What we're going to give away, who the hell knows? Maybe a trip to San Diego with the jacket with
yes!
the rest of the gang. In the meantime, where can the people follow you?
Oh, everybody, please hit me up at Christy Reports, and please also check out ChristyReports.com.
And by the way, I appreciate some of you guys who've commented where, like, you're like, what the fuck is this? This isn't the episode. And then you watch and you're like, oh, this is pretty good. So thank you. I'm glad
Yay!
We converted you. So hopefully there's
we
more
got
of you.
You.
If you're just joining us, welcome on board. We'll see you next time on another edition of South Park AfterBuzz TV.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.